Hear ye, hear ye. Planning Commission on the date of August 25th is now beginning. Welcome, everybody. Before we jump into our agenda, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Larson is going to lead us in that. Commissioner?
Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States,
of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all. Thanks, Commissioner. Before we attend to our agenda, if you have any, if anybody online has a public comment they would like to share, you are welcome to do so. Just give us your name before you comment.
Hi, this is Dee Lawless. I wasn't there a couple of weeks ago when you had the public hearing on the expansion of the city center development there. I did look at things afterwards, and it kind of bothered me that they're putting in, I don't know how many more units, 26 or whatever it is, with only those two small inlets and outlets that are one on Main Street and one on Center Street. Somebody said that the state would not allow them to have one on Highway 89, but since they're taking over the property where Chaparral is, they have a driveway there. And it just bothers me that they have, that the fire department hasn't said something about that dense area that's being put on the north side there with absolutely no way of getting out except clear over on the south and the southwest corner there. So just, I think that the Planning Commission ought to look at again at requiring them to have something else so that they have a north, either whether they buy property and go through to Main Street or somehow go into the condos to the north or get a road out on the east side there. But it just seems to me like there's a lot of dead end and very dense. If there was a fire in there, I could see that it would really cause a great amount of problem trying to get people out or trying to save people. And it would also affect the Bamberger apartments there, the Bamberger development. And I just think that you ought to look at that again.
Okay, thank you for that. And I believe that we have steps in the process ahead of us in which we can look at those kinds of access questions. So that was just the step one, right, Sherry?
Yeah, and I can also verify with UDOT, but my understanding is that when one of the goals of UDOT is to reduce the number of accesses onto highways like Highway 89 and Redwood Road and other state highways they own. And so they try to consolidate accesses. When Brighton went to them with their request for the permits that they needed to widen Highway 89 for that turn lane for the first phase, they made them sign an agreement that if Chaparral ever redeveloped that property, that they would be granted an access through this development and the access, and then the Ute State could eliminate both of the accesses that Chaparral has. So they don't really have a choice as far as UDOT goes to have a third access and have that onto Highway 89.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. All right, any other comments? All right, hearing none. So now we'll move on to our first regular agenda item, which is a consideration of a site plan amendment for Eagle Ridge Tennis Club. And Sherry, are you going to introduce this item?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think we're all familiar with the tennis club and the circumstances of the landslide from 2015 that damaged this tent structure for there's three tennis courts under this structure. So that has been removed this week. And what the applicant and part of the settlement is to have this removed, and they would like to do an addition onto this portion of the second structure that is unharmed and move some of the parking in this area. And then later, when this is all cleaned up and the buttress is built, they would be able to submit some drawings for additional parking space that will be located somewhere in this area where the old tennis courts that are being removed are. So the PRC has recommended approval of the site plan amendment with a deferred submittal for some more complete engineering of the additional parking area that will be submitted after the buttress is installed and the remediation work on the landslide and repair is done. The other conditions that we're recommending is that the existing landscape be protected and retained where possible, and that a revised landscape plan be submitted at the time that they submit the civil drawings for the parking, and then a completion of any of the engineered red lines that they have received. So again, we have reviewed these plans. We've identified some corrections that are necessary for the retaining walls. They have been placed about 30 feet from the property line. You can see this will be the new retaining wall that will be installed, and then a new tent structure will be added to this portion of the property with additional tennis courts. The expansion does eliminate 14 parking spaces, but in this particular site plan, they've added 5 additional parking spaces here, so that makes them 9 spaces short of what they had for this area here. And once this other structure is removed, they will be building more than those 9 spaces that have been lost, which is why we have agreed to allow them to do the deferred submittal because of the landslide work that is currently going on there. Of course, when we review that, we'll review the driveway approach, the parking space size, landscaping, the lighting, and the drainage, and the drive aisle width. So they'll still be required to meet all of the standards of the ordinance. We just like to do that in a deferred submittal. So with that, the DRC has made a favorable recommendation with those 4 conditions for approval. And I believe we have Tom here with the tennis club facility.
Hi.
Okay, great. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said good evening. Hi, everybody.
Okay, great. Tom, sorry, what's your last name?
Yeah, it's Giro, G-Y-U-R-O.
Okay. Tom, would you like to supplement or anything in addition to what Sherry said?
I've learned with working with Sherry, there's not a lot to supplement. It is what it is.
Right on. Okay. Well, then let's open it up for any discussion from the commission for applicant or staff.
Timeline for these other drawings, the engineering drawings and such. What is roughly that timeline? Is that something that would be like 2 weeks, or is that like 2 months longer?
I think it will be about 6 to 8 weeks, most likely, just given the work that needs to be done, because we need to see the full extent. I mean, they have plans for the repair and the buttress and everything, but you know, during construction, things could change just a little bit. They might need a little more room or whatever. So we'd just like to make sure that's all in place before we decide where the parking, so that we don't have to come back and change that after, for whatever reason, if something were to come up. So they're actively working on the repair of the landslide now, and they want to get it done before winter, obviously. So I don't think it will be very long before we have the ability for their engineer to draw up those plans.
And then those will all come back through Planning Commission?
If you would like them to come back, or you can just give a condition that they have to be approved by the city engineer. If you would like to still see them, we can have them come back.
Okay, thanks.
We could entertain a motion if you'd like, or if there's anything else that anybody wants to talk about.
maybe it goes without saying, Sherry, but obviously all the geoengineers have all agreed on what is happening as far as moving forward where they are now.
Yes, they have the plans have been designed. They've been reviewed by the city. And then as part of the lawsuit settlement, all parties involved have agreed on the fix for the landslide, as well as who's paying for what.
Okay.
And maybe everybody knows this, but just as a reminder, we are the decision-making body on this one. So we're not recommending to council.
Yeah, Sherry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Ted, I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
I move the Planning Commission approve the site plan amendment for the Eagle Ridge Tennis Club at 711 Parkway Drive with the following conditions. Complete civil engineering plans for the additional parking area and any other required improvement will be submitted and approved by the city engineer and the city geological consultant if necessary prior to any construction of that portion of the site plan. Two, existing landscaping will be protected and retained where possible. Three, revised landscape plan will be submitted with the additional civil drawings for the parking and approved by the community development director. And four, completion of engineering red lines.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I think that was Commissioner Ward. Correct? All right. Any comments on the motion?
Do others feel like we want to have the follow-up drawing, schematics, engineering reports, landscape design? Do you want that to come back through Planning Commission?
Who are you asking?
Anyone on Planning Commission. Is that something that we want to have happen? Especially as Ted pointed out that we are the decision-making body here, that it's not going to receive another review outside of the staff, which of course are reviewing it carefully.
Sherry basically needs to review it as it stands. Is that correct?
That's the way the motion is worded, but I have no objection if you want us to bring that deferred submittal back to you for a review of that parking area.
So if anybody has an opinion on this, let's let Commissioner V know. I think that's good to look at it again. I don't know if I feel that strongly about it, but others?
I will tell everybody this, we're going to have way more than the 9 parking spots that we're eliminating, if that makes anybody feel better. We're planning on probably at least doubling or tripling the number of parking spots that we're losing.
There's questions of parking and landscaping. What is the legacy of the changes for the neighborhood? So
yes. For me, landscaping weighs heavier than parking spaces, meaning the criteria for parking spaces matters, of course, but I want to know that the neighbors across the street are not staring at parking lot where they weren't before, that the landscaping is being maintained, like it says in the motion, or that it's something pretty that they can look at as well. Although I think the North Club is pretty. I don't think that that's...
Yeah, and I can't, if you can blow that drawing up, Sherry, I don't know if you can blow that drawing up at all, but if you can... I can just basically show you right now. If you look at in the tent, blow that area right up there would be great because it'll be okay. So it's hard to see, but if you look at the bottom tent and you see there's a little curvy sidewalk that comes in right there, you can't see it, but to the left of that, which would be going south, there's a bunch of big pine trees. All those pine trees are staying in. And right about there where she just circled, right about there is where the approach will come into the parking. So we're not going to disturb any of the existing landscaping there. in addition with our landscape plan to the left of where that little sidewalk goes down to the main sidewalk, right? The little short sidewalk, Sherry. So right there. To the north of that, which would be going up, we're also going to get the same pine trees to match that on both sides of the drive. So as you're driving in, you'll see the mature pine trees on both sides. And the goal there was to try and hide or protect any view of this. So you're only going to see the width of the driveway going in. I want to make sure that we protect. We've got probably 30 pine trees, and part of what the engineering was able to do for the actual hill saving was to save all of that. So we're going to just mimic that on the other side of the drive. So the only thing you'll see is if you drive up the street, the only thing you'll see is just the width of the approach. Everything else will be landscaped on both sides to kind of protect that view from people coming that live across the street.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Of course, those details are not part of what we're looking at. And so I think it ultimately comes down to if we feel fine delegating that review to the community development director, or whether we want to maintain that review. And so let's just do a quickly tick through each person. And you can say if you prefer one way or the other, or you don't have an opinion. Tucker?
I'm on the fence, but I'm leaning towards reviewing the deferred submittal.
Okay. Larson?
I would review it.
Ward?
If there's one person that wants to review it, then I vote we review it.
Okay. Kirkham?
I'm 50-50.
Van Langeveld?
I'm 50-50 as well.
Garn? Oh, you're on mute. There you go. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I said, yeah, let's review it. I'm sorry, I had my mind.
Okay, so forgive me, I forgot, but I think it was Garn's motion. So it's up to you if you want to amend your motion or not.
And I would suggest that if you were going to amend it, you just amend number 3 and have the where it says to be reviewed and approved by the community development director, and say approved by the planning commission at a later date.
I think that sounds great.
Okay, so I think that we have an amended motion, which means I think we need a new second. Is there a second on the amended motion?
I'll second that one as well.
Okay, thanks, Commissioner Ward. Any last comment on the motion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Not hearing any, so that that is unanimous, and we'll see you later.
Thank you so very much for everything you guys have done for us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care now. Best of luck. Okay, that's good. Now we're moving on to the update on council actions related to items recommended by the Planning Commission.
So there's just one, and that was the City Center General Development Plan. So that's been approved by the City Council. We did discuss at City Council the recommendation from the Planning Commission that they consider an alternate layout centered on that courtyard, which they'll be working on in the interim and present those as an alternative when they come back for preliminary and then for the final zone change. But it did go through approval. So that's the only action item that they've taken on any Planning Commission recommendation.
Okay. Anything else that anybody feels like we need to talk about before we move to the minutes?
You know, what was the deal with this individual with and calling Elisa and talking to her? Is that work?
You want me to answer? Or?
Pardon me?
Do you want me to answer, like, my experience, or do you want Sherry to maybe explain the problem?
After
did anyone else get contact?
No.
So I think the developer originally had your name as a community member in Foxborough that was in the know because you were on the Parks and Art Committee, and as well, you know, you were active in your community out there. And so they were going to, they had you down from a couple of years ago as a person of interest that they could contact to see how you would feel about the annexation. And then since that time, you were then placed on the Planning Commission. So I don't think they realized, they didn't make the connection that you were actually a planning commissioner until you said you were. Is that's what they told me anyway. And they maybe got a little overzealous. But they,
the first they, text encouraged me to also invite my sister who's on the Planning Commission.
Right.
The first okay. one.
So different people are giving me different stories, but nonetheless, they were given a little slap on their wrist and said, you can't do that. You're not supposed to have ex parte communication with Planning Commission members. All the Planning Commission should get the same information in the same manner at the same time at a meeting, because that's our duty, is to do the job of the public in the public sector. You know, where we can be recorded and viewed, and everybody knows what was said exactly. So I don't think there's a problem with that again.
Sherry, I thought your explanation in the email to us was very, very good and very clear. And it's one of these things that also in our communications with the community, it's good for us to reinforce. I think that some that, you know, we often get this, I often get this sentiment or something expressed to me of like, oh, you guys have met beforehand and you all know what you're going to do. And I think it's really good for us to just be really clear that, look, you know, we don't talk about these items between each other before meetings. We talk about them in meetings so that everybody knows what the conversation has been, you know. Anyway, so that's a good thing for us to debrief little hiccups like that. So. And Commissioner V, you handled it great. So let's go. Anybody else have any other comments on that?
Not on that. I got something else I'd like to ask Sherry.
Go ahead.
Sherry, the townhomes that are right behind the little market there, do you know when they're going to start the retail commercial buildings on Center Street there? It's a little disappointing. Have they gone longer than what they said they were going to go before they actually started the, I expected that to be looking as pretty as the ones across the street from you by now.
Yeah. Every time I ask them about it, it's we're working with JZW. They're designing our buildings right now. So I don't understand why it's taking Dave Curtis this long to get that done, but I would be happy to ask him again. The last time I talked to him was at the beginning of this year, and they were going to be under construction by summer, but we haven't seen any plans submitted or any progress on that. And I don't know if he's just trying to find tenants first before he builds the buildings or what, but I mean, he is still bound by the development agreement and agreed to build them. So he could be in breach of the contract if he doesn't follow through on that. But I would be happy to follow up with him and report to you next time.
Thank you. And Commissioner Knowlton?
Yeah.
Did you have an earthquake up at your place?
You mean tonight?
Yeah.
Not that I noticed.
I was just looking at the picture behind you there, and it looks like... Is that supposed to be at an angle like that?
Oh, yeah.
I think the computer's at an angle.
I'm sitting skewed to the wall.
Okay. All right.
Okay, cool.
Enough trouble.
So our last item is the minutes for August 11th. Any changes to the draft minutes? I want to thank Andrea for preparing them. I have one change on line 186. I would take that sentence and replace it with the following, which is pretty similar. Chair Knowlton spoke on, let's say, reorienting the front of the units to open space, and while leaving the garage doors facing the alleyways. Maybe that's enough. I think that just clarifies what that conversation was about. That's my only change. Any other changes? Okay, I take a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the meeting minutes for the August 11, 2020 meeting with the adjustments mentioned.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I think we'll go with Tucker on the second. Everybody, all in favor, say aye.
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 And any opposed? Okay, so that carries. And that is that. Good meeting, everybody.
Good job, guys. We keep plugging along.
And not enough.
Next, it doesn't get less weird for me.
Wow. Do you guys follow it? Weird.
Huh? What?
A copy of this for next time? This is the geotechnical report for the Cove, double-sided, 791 pages.
Wow. Did you read the whole thing?
No, but I've read this first part of it. I didn't read all this. This is all math. It's horrible.
A little light reading.
Yeah.
Maybe you could record some in a dramatic reading. Share it with us.
I'll send you the summary.
Thanks, everybody.
Good to see you guys. Take care. See you soon.
See ya.
Bye-bye.